Hi everyone, good to see you all. Thanks for joining us again. If you've been with us over the last day or two, you'll know that we're looking at some classic cars, thinking especially about the colour of the car, how that relates to Scripture and how that relates to you and me. Here's an absolute classic, probably one of the most famous sports cars of all time. Certainly one that's been on the go for many, many years and has evolved through different shapes and designs and so on and so forth, but still remains an absolute classic. And to me, this early 1982 Porsche 911 has to rate as one of the most beautiful designed cars of all time. Something absolutely iconic about the Porsche 911. This is an SC. It's got a 6-cylinder, 3-liter engine, and it's rear mounted. And again, just an absolutely beautiful car, and this big spoiler on it. And certainly the 911 Porsche is a car that's stood the test of time and remains a classic until this day. This one here, 39, coming 40 years old, and still looks absolutely spectacular. And of course, the color is blue. Blue in Scripture reminds us of heaven. In the tabernacle in the Old Testament that was central to the religious life of the children of Israel, you had the great, or the high priest, and Jesus Christ is the great high priest. And one of the colours that figured prominently in the high priest's garment and also in the tabernacle as well was the colour blue. And that reminds us of the heavenly origin of our wonderful Saviour. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is more and was more than just a man. Ask the world today, who was Jesus Christ? And some will say, well, he was a great miracle worker. Others will say he was a religious leader. Some will say he was a martyr. Others will say he was a great teacher. Some will say he became the Son of God. And all sorts of different answers. But the Word of God tells us and teaches us very clearly that Jesus Christ is the eternal, only begotten Son of God, the first and the last, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. And he came down from heaven, through the atmospheric heavens, into this world of ours. He was heavenly in his origin. I encourage you today, if you have a copy of God's Word, read the first chapter of John's Gospel. And it explains in a wonderful way the reality of the deity and the glory of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then it goes on to say, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And that's just another way of saying that the eternal Son of God, co-equal with God the Father, left the splendour of heaven and came into this world and was born as a man. And the eternal Son, the eternal Word, became a man and took upon himself the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of sinful flesh. As the old song says, from heaven you came, helpless babe, entered our world, your glory veiled. Or as Charles Wesley in his great hymn says, veiled in flesh, the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity, pleased as man with men to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. So whenever you think about Jesus Christ, remind yourself that this is what the Bible says. He is the eternal God, the eternal Son of God, and he became a man, and he continues to be God and man, two natures or in one person forever. And you say, well, how does that affect me? It affects you in this way. It shows us and it tells us that God in heaven understands us. You maybe think as God of God as being away out there somewhere at the back of the universe, divorced and separated from your circumstances, your problems, your trials. And yet Jesus Christ, God's Son, came into this world. The Son of God became like us. And as the old Westminster Divine says, he underwent all the miseries of this life. He knows what it is to be lonely. Maybe you're lonely today. He knows what it is to be hated, to be despised, to be rejected, to be let down, to be made fun of. He knows what it is to hunger. He knows what it is to thirst. He knows what it is to suffer pain acutely. In fact, the Bible says he was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. And he understands us through and through, not just because he's the eternal, all-knowing Son of God, but even more than that, because he's been there, he's experienced it, he's tasted, the Bible says, death for every man. And he understands you, he knows you, he loves you, and we encourage you today to consider who he is, consider Christ, and give your heart and life to him, and search the scriptures and call upon him, and you'll discover that he's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. God bless you. Join us next time for another classic car devotional.